Now joined by our Alaska Airlines player of the game, Christian Scholand, a career-high 20 points, 5 of 10 from three-point range. We were just looking at the stats. He only had 4 coming into tonight in 9 games. So now 9 of 34 on the season, but 20 points, 4 boards, an assist, a steal, a block shot, no turnovers, and a plus rating. Coach was harassing you about some of the defense. Film study tomorrow, but yeah. Tonight the offense came. You got your first start. Just kind of what's the vibe going through your mind right now?
Nah, it's different because I normally come off the bench. Even throughout my years at other schools, it's always that little anxious feeling, you know what I mean? But it's just once you get into it, it kind of clicks in and gets into it.
Well, another game of ebbs and flows. We saw it with VMI, kind of came out a little flat in that one. You had the big run, and I think you guys emptied the tank just to get back even and didn't have enough to finish. Tonight, you guys come out and are on fire to start, but the way Cal Poly plays, they don't let anybody give away. Nobody led by more than 6, and so it was just a matter then down those final 5 minutes of executing at both ends of the floor. What was the key after you fell behind by 4 or 5 to get back and finish this one?
I mean, especially at the last few minutes, throughout the game in general, we had to make sure we had to box out and get the rebounds, make sure we do the right thing on defense. But, that's on their side too. We both teams did a lot of mistakes for sure on each end. And that's why the game was so close. Like I said before, I wish it was a little more of a bigger win because we had a big loss in the last game. But it's a win is a win. So just move on and fight for the next game.
Yeah, Christian, I think it's hard to argue that, you know, the breaking point in Cal Poly tonight was you hitting that step back three right here in front of the bench. Talk to us just about that moment a little bit.
I just always ready to shoot. And even if it's a step back off the move or anything, I just try to make sure I'm ready to set, have my feet set and release the ball with my fingers and see the ball go through the net.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys had a big break there, 10 days to kind of go back and work on some fundamentals, something that you won't have the opportunity to do when we get to the conference schedule and over the next couple of weeks. Now we've got 4 more games in the next 8 days. But what were you able to focus on in some time to break things down and work on maybe some individual fundamentals?
We did a lot of film for sure, like usual, but I think we're really focused on a lot of things in general because we had more time. So we had a lot of more broad focuses instead of one few things, if that makes sense. But the time was huge for us for this game for sure. And we were really prepared in some way, but we still did a lot of mistakes on the floor. But like I said, the time was important for sure for this game.
Well, and now you get an opportunity to go down another Pac-12 school on the road, open the season at Arizona State, mm-hmm. and tough place to, you know, kind of start everybody. Everything was new down there. And so, but now you get an Oregon team that many thought was going to be a top 20 team. They're 5-5. They've lost 2 conference games already. They lost at the buzzer on Sunday night. Mm. Offensively, they are real uncertain, but the one thing we do know, they're big, they're physical, and they're athletic. What do you guys need to focus on here in the next 48 hours?
We'll for sure be touching on that tomorrow. Look at a lot of films on them, but I think for sure, like, we're spaced out, making sure we take advantage of their bigs because they might not even space out with the bigs, so they're trying to make sure that we'll try to drive into their bigs, if that makes sense. So
well, have you played at Matt Knight before?
At where?
At Matt Knight Arena.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if one of the previous teams you had been on.
I just saw a few clips and talked to coaches a little bit stepping in the office, and they say a few things. I'm like, oh, what's that right there? And then they just, it's the next game. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what about this? And they're like, all right, fine. This is what they do. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, our Alaska Airlines player of the game, Christian Scholand, for the same price, you just get more, and you gave more tonight, a career-high 20 points to go with 4 boards. a steal, and an assist, 5 of 10 from three-point range. We'll let you get off your feet. Thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations tonight, and we look forward to more of the same on Wednesday.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
There you go. Yes. Christian Sjolund, kind enough to stop by. We appreciate that.